Welcome to DM to GM. This is the place where we answer your questions and help you feel more comfortable playing games around the table. I'm your DM from Dungeons & Dragons, Russ Moore.
And I'm your GM from The End of Time and Other Bothers, Sean Howard.
And we have lots of great questions, but today's question is one that's come up basically because of podcasting and streaming. Pros at the game. Can you DM or GM if you can't do accents or voices like they do?
And I think it's a great question to ask because it sort of calls out sort of what the, I think a question that a lot of us are afraid to ask, but we all have it in our heads. And, you know, I think when you look at professional voice actors like Matthew Mercer, like he is very outspoken about this issue to say,
yeah.
Just because we're all professional voice actors does not mean you have to, that's not a requirement for this game. And it's not a requirement for the game to be fun. Right.
Yeah.
So Russ and I are both DMs and GMs for quite a long time. And we are now going to demonstrate to you the breadth of the horrible accents we can do. Here we go.
And 3, 2, 1.
Oh, boy. I'm a little goblin, short and stout, here to do expletive things because this is a family-rated podcast.
Okay, now do Flamekins' voice.
Oh, boy. I'm Flamekins. I'm a pirate, and I'm here to expletive things up.
I'm like, I think I had, it's so funny, in End of Time and Other Bothers, I had a, I was trying to set up a romantic thing between, basically Darcy and this administrative person in the house, this place they were visiting.
Right.
And she had a, I was trying to do a Southern accent, and I lived in the South. And I basically ended up having to cut her. Everyone, it's like a running things. What happened to Jenkins, Strand Jenkins? And I'm just like, because every time I would try to do her voice, it would start all right, and then it would somehow end up in like a variant of some other language,
right?
And everyone would just be dying laughing at the table. And finally, I was like, I'm just cutting this character. I can't do it.
Yeah, one of the running jokes for me is through the first 40 plus episodes, all of the NPCs are old white guys.
They all talk a little bit like this. You got your information coming to you.
The other day at the table, I was like, oh, what is so-and-so's voice? Does anyone remember? And they were like, I think it's just your standard female woman voice, Sean. I was like, oh, okay, I know that one.
It's just a little bit higher and a little bit.
Just a little bit higher. Yeah, just a little more, you know, a little standoffish.
Yep.
Don't know why. You can play this game and create characters and even have a recorded show where people love certain characters with a pretty limited range of voices. And your table can have a lot of fun. And even if you do an accent badly and it's around the table, as long as it's in, you know, you're not making fun of someone or a race, it can be a lot of fun. Like, everyone can still enjoy it.
Yeah, accents and dialect, to the story, it doesn't matter because you can describe the character. You can give them, you know, how they look, their status in within the world, all that. And that gives the players the knowledge on how to interact with them. The funny voices that you toss out often become the characters that people love dearly. But I mean, Tom runs a game for us on Patreon, and one time I had to step in as one of his characters, and I was like, hey, Tom, what does that character sound like? He's like, well, it sounds a little bit like Tom. So, because Tom doesn't do voices, and that's totally fine. He still builds amazing worlds and amazing stories and stuff, and we're totally invested, but every character sounds like Tom, and that's okay, Tom. It's okay.
Yeah, 100%. I was introducing a bit of a spoiler, but I'm introducing a zombie character who's supposed to be like a mafioso kind of type. So I was trying to do like a Brooklyn or a Jersey or anything in that space accent. And it's pretty hysterically bad. It's like, I'm constantly at the table, like right before he speaks, like everyone will just start laughing. Cause I'm like trying to like, hey, I'm walking here.
You got that key phrase to get you in there. Yeah.
it's bad. It's a horrible accent. Yeah, I think the key if you're doing accents is to punch up. So, you know, avoid if you're white, avoid sort of Asian or bad, you know, the classic sort of punching down accents, you know, but, you know, I have a really bad, we do a really bad Arnold Schwarzenegger impression. But yeah, I'd say I have maybe three or four voices, really, at most, without any accents.
Like you said, if you've got one voice or three or 20 or none, does that hold you back from running a game?
No.
No, 100% no. Is it fun sometimes when you think you don't have voices to try a voice just a little higher pitched or bring it down for a big giant that are going to crush you?
Yeah, crush you.
Crush you like bug.
Or just the Arnold Schwarzenegger comes in and he's like, I am here to pump you up.
You up.
Yeah. have fun with voices if you're comfortable. Like, if you're not comfortable, too, some people just don't like doing them. And it doesn't stop you from still building a world and having fun at the table, because you're going to put that energy into the world and into what those characters look and feel like rather than what they need to sound like, which might make them sound a little more comical when sometimes that's not what you're going for.
Yeah, 100%. You don't have to be. It's like I once was mesmerized by a storyteller I heard, and they really didn't do any voices. I think they had the main character they did slightly higher, just so you knew it was the boy or the kid, and everyone else was just the same other, like this, just talking like this, just a little deeper. And it was one of the most mesmerizing, like 20 minutes, just sitting there and hearing this story. And so, yeah, I think as a GM or a DM, we are narrators. So we can use the narration voice to be like, you see an old man coming, and he, you know, and you can just use narration to explain what's happening, and then they can say some words, and then, yep, you know, you just introduce another character with a narration voice, meaning your normal voice. It's just you can say, you know, I think when we watch some of these professionals that are professional voice artists, they can, they don't have to introduce that it's the shopkeeper again, because I'll never forget Matthew Mercer played he does a John Wayne impersonation that's really funny.
Right.
And so he had a magic shop that sold stuff, and there were 8 clones of the person in the back who all speak exactly like John Wayne. And so he didn't have to say, oh, the guy from the back's coming out. He could just break. I can't even do it. he could just start doing the John Wayne accent. But there's nothing wrong with us saying, oh, the goblin comes out from the back and he says, oh, you know, and
yep,
there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Establish your characters within the narration that you're doing for each scene, and then you don't.
That's a good way of saying it.
Yeah, just, you know, 5 words versus 20. It's all good. It's all good, Sean.
Versus 300. Yeah. And a parable about Matthew Mercer, you know.
Yeah. But yeah, so no, you don't need to do accents or voices. If you want to play with them, they can be a lot of fun. But if you don't or can't, and you don't feel comfortable, play with narration and descriptions of characters and descriptions of the world and scenes around them. And that will give your players more to be invested in within those characters. And they don't all have to sound like the same goblin who walks in off the street and says, hey, there's an adventure over yonder.
Or Sneagol doesn't have to sound like Grover.
That's right. Yeah.
Oh boy, guys.
Oh boy.
So if you have questions about the voices we do, there are plenty. I mean, you can go listen to Dungeons & Dragons or other bothers. There's probably about 6 of them between the two of us. Move them around from city to city. It's fine.
And then we do them on each other's shows.
Or you can send us any other questions that you have about running games around your table. Send them to dm2gmcast@gmail.com. You can join us on Facebook, Twitter, and Discord. Links are down in the description. And in the meantime, get your game started.
Do it.